How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Richard Munson. His new book, Ingenious, a biography of Benjamin Franklin, scientist. And here Richard identifies the American Philosophical Society, founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1743. Critical date, critical invention. Franklin was very busy all the time. He had an idea, though, gathering really gifted philosophers. Natural philosophy was what we call science. Together, they would get respect. Here, Richard explains. It's a good idea. It worked. Just the revolution was in between. Richard Munson, Ingenious is the book, a biography of Benjamin Franklin, the American Philosophical Society. More of this later tonight.
I, though, go back to what you had mentioned in the last segment, the American Philosophical Society. This was also a chance for Franklin on the opposite side of, instead of being yelled at, here he was when he was back in the United States or the United Colonies. He created, or he believed that American would be recognized and appreciated by European elites if they were able to demonstrate technological and, you know, intellectual prowess. And so he created an association, the American Philosophical Society, that was an intercolonial group of researchers. And to be honest, it was probably one of the first efforts to bring together representatives from all of the colonies, which at that point were unbelievably strictly independent entities that didn't like the thought of having to work together with the national government. And so in some ways, Franklin, through this association of researchers, this United Association of Researchers, set the foundation for the United States.